At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workouts, planning, and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free four-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free four-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Tonight, Electoral Commission explains Ablekuma North election rerun U-10, citing unverified results in the 19 polling stations as the main reason it dismisses allegations by the opposition MPP that the commission succumbed to external pressure in its decision to conduct a rerun. We have details as the MPP parliamentary candidate for Ablekuma North, Nana Ekwea Osuefrie, has defied her party's national leadership by confirming her participation in tomorrow's disputed parliamentary rerun, despite the party's announcement to boycott the election.
You see my people, you see the way, you see the way there.
I want Ablekuma North. Everybody should hear me and hear my voice. I am contesting this election and I am coming out victorious because I want that election and God will ensure that justice prevails.
We'll unpack all the event leading to Friday's election rerun in Ablekuma. We'll take you directly to Ablekuma for you to gauge the mood of the electorate ahead of that particular exercise. Yeah, on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies. Well, tonight, the Electoral Commission is attributing the Ablekuma North rerun to unverified results in 19 polling stations, dismissing claims of external influence and emphasizing the commission's independence. Now, Deputy Chair of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Boss Manasari, was speaking for the very first time about the rerun ahead of tomorrow's polls, and he dismisses the suggestion by the MPP that they succumbed to external pressure. Listen to him.
On Thursday, 8 May 2025, to discuss the collection process. At the scheduled meeting on Thursday, the 8th of May 2025, the Ghana Police Service and the EC agreed to complete the collection process on Thursday, 15th May 2025, at the old headquarters of the Commission. Before the date for the collection, the police and the task force invited the Commission for a meeting on Tuesday, 13th May 2025. And indicated that they had been informed about a pending case with respect to the Ablekuma North constituency parliamentary results at the Supreme Court, and further indicated that in view of the legal process at the Supreme Court, they were unable to provide secret to enable the commission complete the collation, since it will amount to contempt of court. In a letter dated 15 May 2025, the Ghana Police Service informed the Ghana Police Service that there was no injunction application granted by the court or any other process that prevented the Electoral Commission from going ahead to complete the process. So the commission wrote to them that there was no case that will prevent the commission from going ahead with the process. The commission further requested for protection to enable it carry out its work. Furthermore, in the letter, the commission requested a meeting the following day, that is Friday, the 16th of May, 2025, for the purpose of agreeing on a date for the completion of the collation. The Ghana Police Service, in the response to the letter, informed the commission that it had referred the issue of the completion of the collation of the Ablekuma North constituency parliamentary election results to the Attorney General for legal advice. They indicated that in view of the referral, the National Election Security Task Force will not be able to provide security until they receive the advice from the Attorney General. Since then, we have followed up with the police on several occasions. They have indicated they have not received the advice from the Attorney General. This put the collation process in limbo. In our bid to bring finality to the collation process, and in the light of the police decision not to provide security because, in their view, there was a pending court case at the Supreme Court, the commission met with the NDC and the MPP on the issue. At the meeting on 12 June, the two parties presented their perspectives to the commission. The MPP stated that the commission should proceed with the completion of the collation as directed by the High Court. The MPP indicated that the scanned copies of the pink sheets had been verified and accepted by the NDC agents in the absence of original copies which had been destroyed by tax of the political parties. The NDC on their part noted that as a party they will not accept the results from the 37 scanned pink sheets because they were provided by the MPP. In their view, there should be a rerun at the 37 polling stations because the pink sheets from the MPP were scanned copies and there was nothing to compare them with. Again, on Tuesday, 1st July 2025, the commission met the representatives of the MPP and the NDC to discuss the completion of the collation. The parties informed the commission that their positions put forward in the meeting on 12 June remained unchanged. It is important for the public to understand that the issue in contention has to do with the fact that the 37 pink sheets provided by the MPP and used to collate the results were scanned copies. After extensive deliberations, the commission came to the conclusion that it will rerun the election in 19 out of the 37 polling stations. The commission arrived at the decision to rerun the election in the 19 polling stations because the 19 scanned polling station results used for the collation, though approved by agents of both political parties, were not verified by the presiding officers responsible for those polling stations. The commission was able to secure the confirmation of 18 presiding officers of their scanned pink sheets. The commission was of the view that once its officers were legally charged to conduct the elections at the polling stations, and they have also confirmed the scan results, there was no need to rerun the elections in those polling stations. As you have noticed from the presentation so far, the commission's engagement with the MPP and the NDC was to build consensus on the completion of the parliamentary election in the Ablekuma North constituency due to the stalemate. It is obvious from the above narration that the commission's efforts have yielded no results. It is also important to note that the collation process in the Ablekuma North parliamentary election has been transparent, participatory, and accountable. The agents of the political parties have been present throughout the collation, as was the media. The media have provided coverage of the entire process on each day that the collation took place. The evidence of the transparent and open process is on record. The commission's attention has been drawn to an unfounded accusation that it has been influenced by certain individuals to pursue the rerun. We state categorically that Ghana's Electoral Management Body is an independent body and will not be dictated to by any person or institution. Our track record speaks for itself. The Ghana Police Service and the National Election Security Task Force have assured the Commission of their readiness to ensure security before, during, and after the rerun. We count on them to guarantee that lives and property are protected and that voters and our staff who work in a safe and conducive environment tomorrow. The aftermath of the 7th December election, the processes to complete the collation in 12 constituencies have created fear, not only in our staff, but voters in general. We trust that the police and the National Election Security Task Force will provide the needed security before, during, and after the process so we can vote and work in peace. On our part, as the Electoral Management Body, we are desirous of bringing the election in the Ablekuma North constituency to a conclusion and to ensure that the constituents have a representative in Parliament. We have thus provided a path to complete the collation process so as to ensure that the residents of Ablekuma North have a representative in Parliament.
So that is the Deputy Chair of the EC, Dr. Bosman Asare, the addressing news conference earlier, in the day, but just some few hours ago. My colleague, Michael Ashley, has been covering this news conference and joins us on the telephone line with some update. Mike, what more happened there at this news conference?
Well, just as we have played already, we've put the whole news conference in some categories. First of all, you definitely hear the EC itself detailing the frustrations that they have had to go through, both at the hand of both MPP and NDC, and this has to do with the coalition process in itself, that eventually they thought that would have only been left with three polling stations. And also they've also been detailing the frustrations at the hand of the Ghana Police Service again, that the countless letters they have written to them for them to assist them to finish the coalition process that the High Court had ordered them to do. They tell us that it's taking months, and the Ghana Police Service did not respond to them. In the last correspondence they had sent to them, they were told that the police said they had sent a docket or the case that was filed somewhere in the Supreme Court to the Attorney General, and they were only waiting for Attorney General for direction. And that certainly did not happen. They have not painstakingly have to take a U-turn from having to only conclude with three polling stations to now what we have heard, 19 polling stations. And so, broadly, these are the two things that I've been talking about their U-turn and about their frustrations. They tell us that the allegations that have been going on, that they, the EC, have been coerced, or some heavy hands are directing their movement, for which they have changed their mind from the three polling stations to now 19 polling stations. They say that they have rejected that categorically and insist that this is a decision they had to do in conjunction with their presiding officers and their returning officers. The three outstanding ones, he tells us that they were only able to confirm two of them, and sadly for the final one. But eventually, they had to take the hard decision to make a U-turn from the three and do the nine.
So he confirms that, confirm this for me, the 18 presiding officers confirmed the scan, pink sheet that the scan copies that the MPP presented, right?
Not what the MPP necessarily presented. I mean, the clarification is that the scan copies for 18 of the outstanding 37 polling stations that were left, they tell us that their presiding officers were only able to confirm 18 of those, and they have now have to run the remaining 19. And that's exactly what we are supposed to do tomorrow. So all the patients that have been confirmed by their presiding officers, they tell us that they were scanned copies, but did not tell us exactly who brought it, whether it was the MPP or NDC. However, we know that the MPP has been supplying a lot of the carbon copies since at least the 21st of January, when some of these things took shape, and there were a lot of conversations on this. But don't forget again that the NDC, months later, wrote a letter to the EC complaining bitterly, especially about the 21st January 2025, when the MPP supplied the EC with 25 pink sheets, and these were all carbon copies. At the time, they tell us that the NDC had verified these carbon copies and allowed it to be collated. However, their letter says that they don't think that they were given enough representation that day to do the verification. And so, therefore, we will not agree to those figures being added to the collated figure, Brace.
Grateful to you, Papani Ashali, that he covered that particular exercise at the Electoral Commission's head office. But we are now learning that despite the, you know, refusal or the withdrawal of the MPP from the ongoing process in Ablekuma North, the parliamentary candidate herself, Nana Ekweafriye, has decided to be part of this exercise. In fact, some party leaders, including the flag bearer for the 2024 election, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, have reportedly given support, monetary support to her, to aid her participation in this exercise. We've been listening to Nana Ekweafriye herself speaking to us on the Pulse, giving reasons why she wants to participate in this exercise. We'll bring you that. We'll also be speaking to some of the executives and get reactions from the NDC as well. We'll take you to the Ablekuma North constituency itself, to some of these 19 polling centers to gauge the mood of the electorate ahead of this particular exercise tomorrow. Now, you remember that the General Secretary of the NPP, Justin Kodiafrimpong, on Tuesday held a news conference at the office of the parliamentary candidate in Odoko, where the party declared the decision not to partake in the elections. The decision, according to the NPP, is because they believe they had won the election. The EC's action is illegal, and the move is both shameful and needless. I mean, several. I mean, from that, we had some of the executive of the NPP backing this particular position of the General Secretary of the NPP. In fact, Deputy General Secretary Haruna Mohammed appeared on PM Express last night, where he had used reasons why they backed the General Secretary's position. And in fact, they said that is the National Council's decision for them not to partake in this particular exercise. And so it was surprising for many when the candidate herself decided that she is going to be part of this election. Papani Ashley has come, but let's listen to Nana Ekweafriye when she appeared on the Pulse a while ago, giving reasons why she wants to contest this election. Listen.
Nobody is I am contesting.
Ojogba. You see my people, you see the way, you see the way there. We are fully prepared. What prepare for? Tomorrow we are going for this contest. I am contesting. I want Ablekuma North. Everybody should hear me and hear my voice. I am contesting this election, and I am coming out victorious, because I won that election, and God will ensure that justice prevails.
Honorable, why did it take you so long to confirm today? Because most people, they were waiting for you to come out.
Thank you. People were waiting for me to come out. Yeah. Now, what it is that I knew I had won, and so I was waiting for the right thing. So that's why we went to court. Now, when we went to court, the judge says, look, go and contest, as EC has said. Okay. It means I have to step up. I have to start, campaigning. And that is obvious. I mean, it's clear that if you had been the one, you will still exercise patience and wait for what the court will say. If the injunction...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
And had succeeded, that's fine. Then we'll go back to the drawing table. But now, please let me wait small. So after that, then I have to recoup myself, come back together and see. So when I realized that the support is so massive, people were coming here asking me to contest, not to withdraw. They are going to vote for me, and that they voted for me, and so I shouldn't relent. My dear, I won. I am not afraid of anybody. Yeah. I am a politician.
Yes.
I am standing firm and go through this contest. And trust me, tomorrow you hear my name. The MP elect in Ablekuma North is Nana Ekuya Owusu Efiye.
So that is the candidate herself telling reporters in Ablekuma North why she wants to contest. Several of the people that have also been speaking to us, but let's go on to the phone lines now and bring in the deputy director of elections and IT of the NDC, Rashid Tanko Computer, to have a chat on this. Rashid, I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. If you look at the whole processes leading up to this, according to the EC, the National Elections Security Task Force decided not to provide security for the coalition because they said there's a petition at the Supreme Court, but now they are ready to provide security for this particular exercise. You are someone who was very involved in this whole process. Did the police or the National Security Task Force deal well with the EC and all stakeholders in this process?
Well, let me say good evening to your cherished listeners. My brother, the National Election Security Task Force is very fair to this process. The EC made a presentation to them. We, as political party, the NDC, also went and made a presentation. If I went there with my other colleague and our council, and we made a detailed presentation. And clearly, everybody saw that what we did was right. Why? I would say they were right. Haven't the Electoral Commission realized that what they were pushing out publicly was not a true reflection of what happened on the ground? It wasn't for 3 polling stations that was meant to be recollated. In fact, it was supposed to be 37 polling stations. But the NDC were very magnanimous in trying to resolve this matter. They gave in to the 18 scan copies, which they said their own presiding officers came and authenticated them.
Okay.
But we agreed because we want to resolve the matter. Otherwise, we're insisting that we should go for 37. It was 62, but the MPP brought 25 carbon copies. So we had no issues with the carbon copies. That's why it's reduced to 37. Now, these 37 that they were talking about were all scanned copies. None of them were even a carbon copy. But the Electoral Commission, through their magnanimity, invited their presiding officer to come and authenticate them. And only 18 of them authenticated the carbon, this is scanned copies of the MPP. But the 19, nobody could authenticate them because they were full of mistakes. They were full of fake figures being chained out from them. And then so when we made this presentation, at IPAC, the Electoral Commission realized that, yes, we're right in that direction. Because you can't just collate somebody's scan copies without being authenticated by your own presiding officers.
Okay. Now, 24 hours ago, the MPP was clear to miss out on this election. But now we understand. The parliamentary candidate herself says, I am running. What does that do to your chances or your hopes of winning this election?
Brother, yesterday, I indicated it on your most important platform, PM Express, that the MPP were campaigning. They were even at the printing press and all that. Their Deputy General Secretary denied it. There's no General Secretary were all over the place saying that they are not contesting, they are not this. This is a group of unprincipled people. And yet you want Ghanaians to give their mandate to you, flip-flopping like this.
Now, the parliamentary candidate explains that when she went to her office, a lot of the electorate or the constituent came there to ask her to contest and not to give up, and that she will win. So really, and she says she's responding to calls by the constituent.
Where is her principle? And where is the principle of the party? You know, the same party who told us publicly that they are relying on their own principles, and that whatever was going on there was illegal, and that they were not going to be part of the illegality. So now they have changed to now join the illegality again. That's what I'm saying. That these are just people who are not principled. But you see, we are beating them hands down. We did the recollection today for the 262 polling station. I just came out from the place. And the figures are so interesting in the sense that the figures the NPP has been banding around today, they were put to shame. They brought two party agents to come for the recollation.
What did the NPP get? What did the NDC get?
Oh, they got the 32,512, and we got 32,464, a difference of 48. By the way, all over the place talking of 400 and something votes they have. That's how they have been cooking figures all over.
So now we are
going to the battle with 48 difference, neck to neck. That's why they know that the NDC, we mean business. We are going to hand over a heavy defeat to them tomorrow.
That is their stronghold, and they lead as we speak. According to the figures you've given us now, they lead in that, in those polling stations. Now, with 19...
48.
Yes, I get it. But with 19 to go, we thought that they wouldn't contest. Now, the MP says, I have listened to the cries of my people. The candidate says, I've listened to the cries of my people, and I'm going to run. I mean, doesn't that put any fear in you that, well, this is their stronghold. We thought they wouldn't come, but now they are coming, and therefore... our hopes is a bit dashed of a sort.
Let me tell you, Ablekuma North is a constituency which MPP always beat us over 5,000 votes. They always hand over huge defeat to NDC. Today we are talking of 48. You are calling their constituency a stronghold for NDC. Look, just 2024. We flipped over 20 constituencies, which used to be the stronghold of MPP. We flipped those constituencies. As we speak now, they don't have any stronghold. The people are voting based on policies and strategies. And they've seen that the NDC, we have it. We are the people who can better their lot. That's why they are voting.
Okay. All right. Tanko, I'm grateful to you. Let me bring in MP from Praia, Sir Davis Opokuansa, because he has been categorical since morning that his party must rescind the decision not to be part of this process and contest. The candidate herself is now contesting. Let me bring him in now. Grateful to you, Davis Opokuansa, for joining us here. Now, your party, you called out your party publicly on that decision that took, insisting that the candidate must contest. Why are you defining the party's position of party things that, well, these are processes we cannot be party of?
I think first, the candidate is contesting. I mean, she's contesting on the ticket of the party. She has indicated that she's going to win. And it's important for all of us, every party member, to give her the necessary support. I feel that decisions are taken and sometimes... it's proper that we revise it. I am thinking that the National Executive Committee of the party this afternoon should have revised that decision and allowed the party to fully back her. But I'm happy that members of parliament party stalwarts, the grassroots of the party, some coming all the way from, constituencies far and near, are there to support it. I mean, the level of enthusiasm, the level of support that QFKA is enjoying in Abeokuta North, it's unprecedented. We have all been to by-elections, and it's as if the alert bell has been rung, and everybody is supposed to be at Abeokuta North. So I see former ministers like Asen So, I've seen my good friend Skeka, I've seen Charles Mate Kotebo. I mean, these are people who matter in the MPP, and they are all there. They've joined hands, and we are all on the grounds whipping support, because that constituency is an MPP constituency.
Per the figures that Tanko Computer has given us today, you're leading by 44 votes. From what you are saying, you're upbeat about completing the process and winning the seat?
Well, certainly. I'm happy that he appreciates the fact that the candidate is winning by 48 votes. Granted, if that is the case, that is a constituency that in 2016, we won by over 30-something thousand votes difference. In 2020, we won over 20,000 votes difference. And the story was a bit different in the last general elections. It affected everybody. In my constituency, I depreciated in votes in virtually every constituency in Ghana. The MPP depreciated in votes. But in the last 6 months, we saw that Ghanaian people are facing the reality. The fact that a women's bank will be put up in Abeokuta North, and the NDC has not done that. All the major promises, creation of jobs, 24-hour economy, is turning out to be slumbering. The people are seeing the reality on the ground. They are ready and willing to support the MPP. And so naturally, people who like you, people who decided that they were not going to vote for you, today have come to the realization that you are better off having MPP in power or having an MPP person as a representative.
But you're not scared of the overwhelming goodwill that the NDC in general is enjoying, and that could translate into voting or votes for the party tomorrow?
I mean, I think that was some 2-3 months ago. It's a different story now. Completely different. And let's get to the grounds like we are doing. We are knocking on doors. We are engaging voters. And I know that the story will be a good one, so if you go willing tomorrow.
And you're not scared whether or not your party leadership may sanction you for what you're doing?
Well, let's secure the victory tomorrow. And for some of us, we are ready to decide if the people of Abeokuta get proper representation in parliament. I mean, what we are doing is a protection of democracy. What we are doing is an advancement of the very thing that we have sworn to do. I swore an oath on January 7th to protect the democracy of this country. And one of the tenets, one of the pillars of democracy is allowing for competitive election. And so if I'm promoting competitive election and somebody somewhere thinks that I have to be sacked from the party, so be it.
Okay.
We are ready for the consequences.
Okay. All right.
We are willing and ready to help a PFCA secure that seat. Afterwards, we'll talk about all other matters.
So you are there now?
I'm there. I'm in the constituency now.
All right. I'm grateful to you, David Sopokansa. He is MP for Mpraya. So
at Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.